pretty amazing just what God's doing here in us and through us. And summer camp is one of those things that we get to celebrate. I want to just share with you a personal story of me up at summer camp that I was able to experience. So it was my twins, they're 9 years old, their first time at summer camp that they were old enough to go. And so my son, he asked, he said, "Dad, are you going to lead my cabin group?" And I said, "Sure, buddy, I'll lead your cabin group." And so I got the chance to spend, you know, the week with 12, 8 through 10-year-olds, which was, I slept really well. It was peaceful and relaxing. But as we're checking the kids in, these kids are coming in, and we had two Landons in our group. And so I want to tell you the story of two Landons, an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old Landon. And as they're checking in, 10-year-old Landon comes and sits by 8-year-old Landon. And they're starting to talk. An 8-year-old Landon, who's been raised in our church, his parents were raised in our church, this dude is on fire for Jesus at 8 years old. And so I'm sitting in front of him, and I'm hearing this kind of play out. And 8-year-old Landon leans over to 10-year-old Landon and goes, "Hey, do you know Jesus?" He's like, yeah, I know Jesus. And he goes, "Okay, well, do you believe that God's, do you believe in the Bible?" And the other Landon goes, "I don't know." He goes, "What?" I'm like, "Oh, keep it together, Landon. You got to keep it together." But he goes, "What do you mean you don't know if you believe in the Bible? The Bible is God's word. You got to believe in the Bible." He's like, "Well, I just don't know if it's true or not." And Landon goes, "How do you not know if it's true? It's God's word. You got to believe the Bible." And he's going, I'm like, "Landon, you're going to have a heart attack, buddy. You're going to scare him away. Like, you got to chill." So he goes, "Mr. Gabe, I need to talk to you." He goes, "He doesn't believe in the Bible." I'm like, "Settle down, Landon. It's okay, buddy." He goes, "You got to tell him the Bible is true. Jesus is the Son of God. He's got to believe it." And I told him aside, I said, "Landon, come here." I said, "Hey, buddy, we got a week to spend with him and helping him understand who Jesus is and what the Bible says. I said, for right now, I want you to be his friend. Go get to know him. Just be his friend." He goes, "Okay, but you need to tell him about the Bible." "I'll tell him about the Bible, Landon, okay." So he goes and he's hanging out with Landon. And so, you know, week two, we have the group, or night two, we had the group together for our life group, our small group at the time. And we're going over the gospel presentation after hearing the messages, and we're debriefing it. Scooter and I, and we get to lead this group together, and Scooter and I are going over the gospel presentation. Like, here's the moment we're going to present the gospel to these kids and see who's actually like understands the gospel. And so we get around, and I said, "Let me ask a question." And I said, "Who here believes that we're all children of God?" And all the kids raised their hand. And I said, "What if I told you that wasn't true?" And they said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Not everyone is a child of God. We're all creation of God, but only those that accept Jesus into their heart, those that repent of their sin and invite Jesus to be their Lord and Savior, are children of God." And Landon, older Landon, along with two other boys that we were praying for and that we knew either weren't sure if they were saved, they go, "Well, how do we become children of God?" I said, "That's a really good question. Do you want to become a child of God?" And they said, "Yeah." I said, "I'll tell you what," because we were in a group for about an hour at that point. And an hour in a group of 8 to 10-year-olds is a long, long time. So I said, "Well, how about we talk about that tomorrow?" And so we kind of let it rest. And I kind of, you know, we'll just see if they're really, truly interested. Or maybe this was an emotional high that they were on. And so we're out playing Gaga Ball that next day. And Gaga Ball is just, it's a game where basically the premise of the game is you hit a ball as hard as you can and try to hit other people in the face with it. Okay? It's a lot of fun. And as an adult, it is the time you actually get to justify hitting young kids in the face with balls. It's fun. And so it's like it's part of the game. So we're playing Gaga Ball and we're leaving to go to lunch. And as we're walking back up to the cafeteria, I hear these three boys that were saying they wanted to accept Christ in their life. They're having this conversation. And I'm kind of listening. They're off to my right and we're walking up. And one of them goes, "Ask him. Ask him." So one boy comes up to me and taps me on the shoulder. And he goes, "Mr. Gabe, do you think today you could teach us how to be a child of God?" And I said, "Buddy, we got way too much Gaga to play for that. So we don't have time for that today." Totally kidding. I said, "Absolutely." I said, "When we get back into our group, let's talk about that." That night in group, I said, "Boys, You want to know what it means to be a child of God? We walk through the gospel. We walk through Romans Road and walk him through it. And I said, at the end of it, I said, who here wants to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior? And these three boys raised their hand, professed Christ, and are ready to get baptized. Come on, is that excited or what? So the reason I tell that story is this, is when we talk about giving, tithes, offering, scholarships, all that, so when we talk about that, that's what it's going towards. We're not just giving towards kids having a week away from their family or the family having a week away from their kids. We're talking about life change, eternity change. We're talking about discipleship. It starts right here at home. Come on, are we on board for that? All right. So this is Missions Week. This is what we call our Missions Week or International Discipleship Week. And what we're talking about with summer camp on the local scale is what we're talking about with missions on an international scale. And so when we say Missions Week, missions, missionary, it's a kind of the commonly known phrase that we use in the church. But we actually like to use the term international discipleship. Because we believe that what we're doing here, what God's called us to do here, we're just going to go take that overseas and outside the United States. It's nothing new. In fact, we aren't inventing anything. This isn't our model. This isn't our method. It's what we see in Scripture of what Jesus said, what Jesus did, what Jesus commanded. And so we're just taking what Jesus said, did, and commanded, and we're taking it out to the people outside of Hayden, Kootenai County, Idaho, America, and to the ends of the earth. And so as a church, our vision as a church is to reach the world for Jesus. Come on, one person at a time. We're going to reach the world for Jesus one person at a time. And so we want to reach people outside of this general area. Now it starts here, but we want to reach people across the world. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, says, go into all the world and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey all that I've commanded, and I'm going to be with you always to the very end of the age. And so Jesus says, go and make disciples of all nations. And so he said, go, like get out there, go and make disciples, go spread the gospel, go help people understand who I am, go teach them to obey the things that I've commanded you. Which then leads us to our mission statement. Our mission as a church is to create biblical disciples in what? Relational environments. Biblical disciples, relational environments. And so we're going to make disciples of Jesus, and we're going to do it in relationship. Come on, someone say relationship. That's what we're going to be talking about today, relationship. So we're going to make disciples of Jesus, and we're going to do it in relationship. Okay, Jesus says in Matthew chapter 4, 19, come and follow me and I will make you fishers of men. In the invitation to be a disciple of Jesus, he gives you the definition of what a disciple is. Because if Jesus said, go and make disciples, we got to know what that even means. Come and follow me, Jesus says, and I will make you fishers of men. There's the definition right there. A disciple is someone who's following Jesus, being changed by Jesus. I will make you fishers of men, committed to the mission of Jesus. What's the mission of Jesus? To go and make disciples. To go and spread the gospel and make disciples of Jesus. And so that's what we're attempting to do. So our process as a church of how we're going to accomplish all of this is we're going to make disciples who make disciples who make disciples who make disciples. And for 2,000 years, the church has been living this out. Guys, we're not inventing anything. We're looking at what Scripture said. We're looking at what Jesus did. And we're looking at what was commanded. And we're saying, let's just do that. So for 2,000 years, the church has been making disciples who can make disciples, who can make disciples, who can make disciples, and here we are today. So this is our process as a church. This is what we're doing, and God has given us the influence and the responsibility of being in 46 different countries, working with 32 different pastors, impacting over 40,000 churches across the world. Because what we're doing here locally goes international. And this is what I want you guys to catch today. Before we go out there, we have to be doing it in here. Before we go spread anything, go share anything, go teach anything, go train anything out there, we got to be living it out in here. And this is what Jesus said, the very last command that Jesus gave his disciples in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. He said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Look at me, Jerusalem, where you are. Our Jerusalem is right here in Hayden. You'll be my witnesses telling everyone about me in Jerusalem, Judea, Kootenai County, Samaria, the United States, whatever you want to call it, to the ends of the earth. And so what we're doing here makes an impact out there, but we can't do it out there unless we're doing it in here. And so we got to make sure that we are being disciples of Jesus, who are making disciples of Jesus. This is not a Sunday-only type of church. If you came looking for a church that's just going to let you check a box, come to church on a Sunday, and see you next week, this is the wrong church for you. And now we want you to come, we want you to be fed, and we want you to be filled, but we also want to send you out to be on mission with Jesus. And so we make disciples of Jesus in relational environments. And so what I want you to do is in the seat back pocket in front of you, I hope they got replenished for this service. The seat back pocket in front of you, there's this handout. It looks like this. Grab that right now. Go ahead and grab it. Go ahead. And if you're sitting in the front row, you're going, how do I do that? I don't know. Figure it out. Ask the person in back of you to grab one for you. So grab that. On the very bottom, you see that says Groups Connection Barbecue, and there's a QR code in the bottom right-hand corner. If you are not in a life group, if you're not in any type of discipleship focus group, a life group, a men's group, a women's group, recovery group, marriage group, any type of discipleship focus group, if you are not in one, this is for you. This is an event we do every year where people come together and we'll have hundreds of people that will show up wanting to get plugged in and connected into a group. This is the backbone and the heartbeat of our church right here is our group system. If we don't have this, we don't have a healthy church. And so if that's you, if you're wanting to get connected in any one of those groups, scan that QR code, register for this event. It's September 14th at the Hayden Hub down the street, our other location, 4 to 6. We'll feed you all that fun stuff. It's going to be good. All right. So this is who we are as a church in a very small nutshell. We're going to talk more about that. But here's what I want to do is, this time last year, this exact day last year for International Discipleship Week last year, I talked about a partnership that we are starting as a campus with a pastor called Pastor Dave Faulkner from Jamaica. We're adopting the country as Jamaica, as the Hayden campus, and we're working specifically with Dave and his team, his wife Nadine, and their team down there in Jamaica. Dave oversees two churches in Jamaica called the Uprising and Faith Baptist. And so I showed you a picture of him and his wife. And then in March of this year, we went down to Jamaica, did a mission trip down there, continued our partnership, our relationship, did some projects down there, and continued to do some training. Well, this year, I have the privilege of introducing to you in person Pastor Dave and his wife, Nadine. So would you help me welcome them to the stage? Come on. One more time. Yeah, man. All right, this is Pastor Dave and his wife, Nadine. This is Brett and Shawnee, and they are on our international discipleship team. And so today we're going to ask Dave and Nadine, along with Brett and Shawnee, some questions about international discipleship, about what's going on in Jamaica and how relational discipleship has impacted them and their church. And so it's been awesome to be able, over the last 2 years now, it's been about 2 years since we've entered into a relationship with Dave and Nadine, and it's just been a joy to be able to go to Jamaica twice now and have you guys come up here several times and go out on boat rides and see around your town and let you see around ours. And so it's been a blast getting to know these guys. But here's what I want to do. Before we get to what's going on in Jamaica and Dave and Nadine sharing, I want to start with Brett and Shawnee. So Brett and Shawnee are one of our elders at our church and specifically at our Hayden campus, but they're also serving on the international discipleship team as coaches and have been for several years. And so Brett, would you just kind of share with us, how has your time on the, what do you do on the IDT as a coach? What does that look like with discipleship, with this relationship, and your role in general?
Okay, so as we're coaches, and so kind of one of those things is that in the U.S. we have a coach system here. So if you look at Wayne is the group's pastor, and then Bree and then Stephanie are our ministry leads for the ladies, and so underneath them is a layer of coaches. So both me and Shawnee, when we're in the life group coaching system, and there's I think four other couples that are part of that. And so our job in the U.S. here is when we're coaching life group leaders is to help them be able to create relational environments where discipleship can happen in the life group. And so we're walking along beside them on that, helping them through that. And so that's the same principle as when we get into the international. And the key piece is relationship. We have to have a relationship with our leaders. So when we get into the international piece, the key piece is our relationship with Dave and Nadine to be able to do this. The difference is that when we're working with the local, you're trying to create an environment within a home of a life group. Dave and Nadine have the task of taking a church that's been around for 46 years and another one that's been around for 10 and bringing in relational discipleship. So it's a big task. And so that's one area that we really can be is be praying for Dave and Nadine as they lead their team. And then also Dave works with other pastors to do this, to be praying for them as they go through this and work this process. Because changing culture takes time and effort. And so a big part of what we do, yes, we do some coaching like we'll talk about, you know, as far as terms and different things we do here process-wise. But a lot of what we do is just in relationship. We pray for each other. You know, we walk along with them. We encourage them as we go through the process. And that's the biggest piece as far as international discipleship is just the relationship piece that happens here.
Yeah, that's good. Thanks for sharing that, Brett. Dave, why don't you share with us some things that you're excited about that's going on over there in Jamaica?
Glad to. Well, this afternoon, good morning. Yeah. Good day, family.
Good day.
All right. Well, I just want to represent and I want to say that we are excited about the partnership, and we are here because we met some of you back in Jamaica, and we enjoy that, and we're just enjoying the hospitality here with Brett and other team members, and we have been just going around and enjoying some of your country, and we thank you for your hospitality. We feel very much at home, so thank you very much.
Amen.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited. You deserve a better hand than that.
Come on.
We feel the love, man. So we're excited. We're excited about what God is doing, the possibility of what God will do as we champion a Great Commission awakening in Christ Church of healthy churches through its leaders. We believe that we are convicted that the church stewards the greatest hope for our broken world.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
There is no institution in the world that can top the church of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we want to unleash the potential of the local church. So we see the big picture of helping the church to have a greater impact on the society through social and spiritual intervention, especially among the youths. And we keep at it, keep championing the cause, because we believe that the latent energy within the Christian community, if we can change that and turn that into strategic and significant activity, we can ignite the synergy that will transform family, community, city, country, and the world.
Amen. Come on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. We're passionate about raising up healthy, vibrant, life-giving, devil-chasing, reproducing Great Commission churches that transform its community. When the church is healthy, that moving from the pastors, you know, in relationship, and then going down to the people in the pews and right out into the community, the church, the world need more churches that are on fire for Jesus. And we want to unleash that. And that's what we've been involved in.
And that's what you are coming alongside us with and providing us with a lot of modeling. And we have been, just over the couple of years, we have been seeing God moving us into another direction. We're in now. We are meeting with 10 pastors each year. So it's our second year in meeting with different pastors in seeking to champion this great commission awakening. You know, when we talk about making disciples, just recently, as I've been thinking about, what's the big deal about making disciples? Well, we got to look at Jesus, who models that for us. And Jesus, when he was here, everybody said he went around doing what?
Good.
G-O-O-D. What's that?
Good.
Oh, man, I can't hear you. He went around doing what?
Good.
And so when we talk about making disciples, we are replicating people in the world who are going around in families, in schools, in workplaces, around the country, doing what?
Good.
Oh, man, that's, oh, the world needs, there's so much bad going on in the world. We need an institution that will raise up some disciples that will do
good
in the world. Come on, clap your hands for that, man. We get excited about that.
Preacher's going to preach. You know, I mean, this is the guy's just getting started. And so, Dave, thanks for sharing that. I want to ask you this question, too. So you're looking at what discipleship and how it's going to transform the church and how it's going to make an impact in Jamaica. I want you to talk about how it's personally made an impact in your life.
Personally, for me, as I said in the other service, that when I came here the other day, a couple of years ago, and one of the things that I took away is the importance of fighting for a relationship. And I know I tend to avoid conflict. I like peace. And wherever there's conflict, I kind of like to separate myself. But I learned that we can't do that. We have to get in it. And if there's any institution, if there's any organization that should learn how to get along, it ought to be the Church of Jesus Christ.
Yep. Amen.
Because Jesus said, that's how we're going to show the world that we are his disciples, when we love one another.
Amen.
And loving is not just talking about just loving. It's talking about demonstrating the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness. But you cannot love in isolation. We love in relationship. So we can't. Once we are the church, we can never be the persons that we ought to be outside of relationship. And so we have to fight for that. The enemy is going to try to divide us. But united we stand, and divided we will fall. So we want to stand together, united in Jesus Christ. And that comes only in relationship.
Amen. Right on. Amen. Amen. Good job, Dave. Yeah. Nadine, why don't you tell me, so Brett and Dave and myself, we get to spend a good amount of time together, and you and Shawnee get to spend some time together as well. So why don't you talk about your experience with being in relationship with Shawnee and how that's impacted your life?
Okay, good morning, church.
Morning.
He's a preacher, so I'm not going near there. But the introduction to real life concept of discipleship has helped my own walk as a Christian. The whole being intentional and relational. And I realized that as a disciple of Christ, I have to be a little bit more open, you know, and share myself a little more. Also, I believe every Ruth needs a Naomi. And so I'm happy the day that Brett and Shawnee came along. In particularly, Shawnee, my new Jamaican bestie. So, you know, it gives me the opportunity to have somebody who can pour into my life and to share. And I realize in Christendom, there are no boundaries. Because even though I just knew Shawnee maybe 2 years ago, it feels like I grew up with her in Jamaica. Mm. You know? So there are no boundaries in the kingdom, you know. We are one big happy family in the Lord. And I'm really very happy to have Shawnee to love on and to pour into, and we, you know, we have good girl quality time. I have to say this. Few days ago, we were out in her ministry car. I don't know if I'm going to go back and put some pressure on Dave in having a ministry car, but we had some good times up and about. Girls' time, let down here. It's up now, but it was way down. As we have some fun times just loving on each other and pouring into each other, and Shawnee has been a blessing in my life over this time.
Amen. Right on, right on. Okay. Shawnee, your experience on the IDT International Discipleship Team and coaching and Nadine, and just share what that experience has been like and how it's impacted you personally.
Well, it is a blessing. Thank you for the kind words. Most importantly, International Discipleship Team, what I have learned that relationship is universal and discipleship is universal. And much like many of our life groups, it takes time to get into relationship. We've been intentional. Brett and I have been over there 3 times, and they've been on in our home for 2 weeks. As of today, well, 1 week this week, but before. But just getting to know her, been blessed because just like our life groups, we come alongside. How can we pray for you? We example. It's really a beautiful thing because having them here on our turf, they can see true discipleship come around. They were able to attend a life group on Monday night. On Friday night, they saw all of the coaches meeting, and even though all the coaches were new to knowing one another, they got to see how that works in a fun environment and setting, and it's been a blessing. One thing is not always is the ministry, the pastor's wives called quite like the pastor is. So it is a privilege to come alongside Nadine as a pastor's wife, which might I just say that is a very hard role. And I am happy to come alongside her, encourage her, to love on her husband, to shares in his highs and his lows, and just being a prayer partner for not only Dave, but also the country of Jamaica. But I'm very thankful for this relationship. Jamaica's not a bad place to go. No man. Irie. Wagwan. it is... I just wanted to put this out there. Dave's birthday is today. He's turning 59 for the first time.
Yeah. I learned that Dave's one of his favorite meals stateside is Taco Bell. 2 chalupas and 1 soft taco is his order. And so if one of you guys want to bring that back to him, I'm sure he would appreciate that. We could have saved money at dinner the other night if we would have known that you like Taco Bell, Dave. Hey, Brett, is there anything you want to share with that? Anything you want to add to kind of some things that you've learned from being in the IDT team and coaching relationships?
Yeah, for me, like probably the biggest impact happened. You know, obviously there's a lot of different things, but we were down with Dave and Nadine, and we were in one of their churches, and it's Faith. It was a small church. There was just a small number of people, and it was a Sunday night, and we were just singing gospel songs. And by the way, and Dave's got a good voice on it.
Yep.
And I was with there was probably 15, 20 of us in there, and what really impacted me was is as I'm sitting here and we're worshiping God together, is it's the same spirit. I'm with my brothers and sisters. I'm in a different place, totally foreign as far as outside of it to me, but I felt at home because I was with my brothers and sisters. And this last week, there's been about 70 or so pastors and their wives and teams that have been at Real Life Post Falls, and we've been in training along with Dave, and they're coming from Mexico, across the Caribbean, and from Africa. And again, we had a chance just learning with them, but we did a worship service where we were singing songs, and it would be in Spanish and in English, so we would change the verses back and forth. And just feeling that kindredship with folks who, they didn't speak English, and I don't speak Spanish, but yet there was unity there that you came through, and it was very impactful. So that's probably one of the biggest things I've seen.
Great, yeah. Dave, what would you say to the person in the room here today that's not currently in a discipleship environment? They're not in a group. They're not being discipled. They're not in that relationship that we're talking about today. What would you say to them?
Get with the program. Really. You will never experience your full potential in Christ outside of relationship. You will never be the person that you were meant to be outside of that. This is God's design from the beginning. And so in relationship, we get to grow and demonstrate love. And you can't demonstrate love by yourself. Somebody said that dirt, we are created from dirt. And dirt stuck to itself is just mud. So the best you can be is become mud. So we need to be together. The body, if my hand, you see my hand? Are you scared? What if my hand just jump off of my body and just land right beside you? Would you be scared? And so in the same way that when the member is away from the body, it's like just the limb out there. And the limb out there is no good unless it is on the body. And so it is so important. And when we are away from the body, then we are actually sabotaging the body, and the body can't be what it ought to be. And every community and every family deserves a good church. And so you coming together for this community and not only impacting this community, but impacting our world. I just want to say just one thing, Gabe, that I really appreciate the relationship. I'm being encouraged by you guys, Wayne and different ones. And that is what happens. This church is what makes that happen. And in Jamaica, we are so connected to you guys in the U.S. You sneeze, we catch a cold. And so we are so close. So we want you to keep yourselves healthy. And the way that you keep healthy is that you got to be together.
Amen.
That's how we continue to transform our world.
Amen.
I just have one little treat for you. Let me just, give you. Since you have been the last part of the group, I just want to just do one verse of this song for you. If God can take a broken life like mine and make it whole, if he could turn the waters into wine, if he could raise the dead,
calm the seas, give life to the blind, then it's just an easy thing to take a darkened life like mine and make it shine. Jesus can do it all for you. He can do it all for you. He knows everything you need, and he knows just what to do. You should have seen the way I was before I let him through. And if he did all this for me, then I know that he can do it all for you.
Don't give me that microphone, brother. I'm not going to be singing any songs. Oh, that is awesome. Dave, thank you for sharing that. I want you to hear what Dave said. If you want to be the person that God's created you to be, that comes through a relationship with God and a relationship with his people. And it's a tragedy when people think all I need is a relationship with God. He created you and designed you to be in relationship with his people, with the church. So don't miss out on that. That group's barbecue is a way to get connected. There's many ways, but it's up to you. It's up to you, and we're going to do our best to follow up and chase down and put pressure on if we need to, but you got to do your part in reaching out and getting connected and being a part of God's church the way that he intended for it to be. Amen? Hey, let's give these guys a round of applause for being up here. So you may be thinking, okay, so what does that mean for me? What does it mean for me? International Discipleship Week, Missions Week, what's that mean for me? So before service this morning, we're in the back and we're praying, and I just felt led to pray for the young man or the young woman that's going to be sitting here today, that's the future missionary coming out of this place, the future pastor, the future church leader, the future church planter. They're sitting in our chairs today. Like they're here, like the future of our church is sitting in our chairs in first service, second service, third service, Thursday service. I don't know, maybe it's this little guy right here. I mean, who knows, whoever that is. But here's what you have to make sure you understand is to whatever God's calling on your life is, it starts right here in Jerusalem, right here in Hayden. So you got to be a disciple of Jesus. You got to surrender your life to Jesus. You want Jesus to transform you? You got to follow him. You got to submit to him. You got to obey him. You got to surrender your life to him. Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It starts with following Jesus. And then you got to allow Jesus to change your life. The Holy Spirit comes in and produces the fruit of the Spirit in you, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. He produces those things in you. You begin to change. And now what your priorities change, your habits change, your language changes, what you decide to do with your time changes, your desire to be in relationship with people changes. And so now we get connected into relationship with people. If you're following Jesus, your next step is to get connected with his people, with the body of Christ. Come to the Connections Barbecue. Talk to myself, talk to Wayne, talk to Josh, talk to Heath, talk to anyone on our staff about how to get connected in relationship. We want to walk alongside, we want to disciple you. Okay, but from there, for those that are following Jesus and being changed by Jesus and getting connected in relationship, there's options for you to go on mission trips with us, to go to Jamaica the next time that we go. And so this in March, we went on a trip there and we were able to do some cool things and some projects. And it was the 30 people that went, the requirement to go on that trip was that you're committed to going to church, you're in a life group, you're being discipled. Like, we're gonna actually take out there what we're doing here. So we turned people away and said, this isn't the right trip for you yet because you're not doing these things that we wanna see our church people doing. So if we're gonna go train out there, we gotta be living it out in here. And so we went on a trip in March. I wanna show you just a quick video of some of the people that went on there and some of the ways that it impacted them. Let's check this out.
I saw God working through all of us, the whole team, the whole time, really. I mean, getting thrown into a different culture, different environment like that, it really tests your faith. And I think I saw God work through each and every one of us in our own ways.
In one of the projects I was on, was adding a bathroom to the facility of the church. And we had Millie, was one of the employees there, and she came and worked with us. And at first, we were so set on getting the project done and being productive and doing a good job. But what I realized over the course of this time was we developed a relationship with Millie, and she opened up, and the longer we went, the more she talked about things and actually stopped working at times just to talk about stuff. And that was something that I didn't expect.
If not my favorite experience in Jamaica was going to the White House, which was essentially like a really small orphanage. And so we went there, and it was really humid that day, hot and rainy. It was cool to see how happy they were and how joyful they were and how they just had smiles on all their faces, and their situation like was 1,000 times worse than mine. And I find myself not smiling that much, so.
And then my kids got to go to a house that had no floors. It was on dirt, and some of the walls were made up of, was it cardboard?
Plywood.
Plywood. And the woman who showed them was so excited to show them her home that she had worked on herself. She was so excited about it that they were like in awe of her joy that she had with how little she had. And I think that was good for my kids to see that you don't need all this stuff.
And especially in that culture, you know, it's very different, where it's kind of, you know, the women will spend the time going to church and taking care of the kids, and the men go to work. And it's very traditional and separate in that way. And so for them to see, you know, other young men come alongside them and spend time with them was just huge to them.
So we were in a circumstance where there were a bunch of kids, and the older boys were stepping back. Once it got game time and all that, the older boys were pulling away like the men would. Oh, that's kid stuff, right? Because the kids and the women go do that, but not the men. And so you can see some of that in their culture. So trying to change that culture, it's one of the things the church is trying to do, is how do you get men into the church and get them involved, and try to keep the boys involved so you can have men in the church later.
Kind of seeing God move through the group as we did, you know, devotions and morning devotions, and you know, something about really just seeing God move in Jamaica just like he moves in Idaho was really, you know, moving to see that that same spirit, that same power is there. You know, whether it's a different environment, it's hot, it's humid, it's different for us, but like it's the same God we serve and we love. So it's really cool.
Pretty awesome, yeah. So these guys talked about it. You know, Josh and his son Owen were on the trip, and Brian and Casey were here last service, and they had their family on the trip, and there were several other families. It was cool. We had from sixth grade all the way to grandparents on the trip, and it was just a really, really awesome time. But the key thing that we all walked away with, which shouldn't have surprised us at all, is the relationships that we built with the people down there in Jamaica, with Pastor Dave and Nadine and his crew down there, his leadership team and the staff that helped us out down there. And it was cool building relationship within you, them. You heard Brian talk about Millie. I mean, she helped us out with this project. We got to know Millie. But one of the things that was really cool is we walked away with a deeper relationship with the team that went down there. And this is, I just gotta be transparent. Like, I had a bad attitude getting ready to go down on the trip, because whoever booked the flights, I'm like, in my mind, needed to get fired. Because we went from Spokane to Texas, had a 6-hour layover in Texas, 6 hours. Then we went from Texas to Florida, another 6-hour layover in Florida. And then I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, what are we gonna do for 12 hours in the dang airport? I was having a bad attitude. But it was because of that 12 hours in the airport that we were forced, that team was forced into relationship. So through sitting down and playing cribbage and playing cards and sharing our stories and part of our testimonies and who we are and our families and what we're excited about, it was that forged that team before we hit the ground down there, because what we do here impacts what we do out there. And so if we're not living it out here, we can't teach it out there. And so it's just so cool how God from the very beginning was saying this entire trip is about relationship. Listen, we can build bathrooms, we can paint houses, we can go to deaf schools, we can go to orphanages, we can do all those things. All those things are great, and we're going to continue to do them. But if we aren't representing Jesus in the way that we're living out relationship, by the way that we love one another, all that means nothing. It's just works. It means nothing if we aren't living out relationship the way that God commanded and Jesus modeled. Amen? So that's the kind of church we're going to be. Disciples making disciples. We're going to follow Jesus. We're going to be changed by Jesus, and we're going to be on mission with Jesus.